Last time we talked about garments of tzitzis made from synthetic materials like dry fit and mesh, and recommended upgrading, certainly from the mesh for sure, to a cotton baguette. So now on the topic of upgrading, once you're upgrading, maybe you should go all the way to the wool. So is there a reason to upgrade from the cotton baguette to the wool baguette? Very stark, but how necessary? Al pi halacha. So there is a machlokas in the Gemara as to whether the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillin, of tzitzis, pertains only to a wool garment or a linen garment, which we don't wear nowadays with tzitzis, or to other materials as well. Or do we say that all begadim are chayv midaraisa in tzitzis, or only, let's say, a wool baguette is chayv midaraisa, and a cotton baguette, for example, would be chayav only midirabanan? So this is machlokas in the Gemara Menachos Daf Lametes, and in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tes, it's a machlokas mechaber and rama, which breaks down perfectly according to their general methodologies of psak halacha. The mechaber, as we know, has his three pillars of psak halacha amongst the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, and he paskins the majority rules. So the Rif and the Rambam agree on this issue, that only a wool garment is chayv midaraisa in the mitzvah of tzitzis, whereas a cotton garment would be a mitzvah midarabanan. So that's the psak of the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. If one wants to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis on a daraisa level, then he needs to wear a wool garment. If you're wearing a cotton garment, he's mekayim a mitzvah midarabanan. The Rama writes, wait a second, the later Rishonim, Larosh and the Tur, and this is in the footsteps of the Balei Atosus, the Ashkenazic Rishonim in general, but the later Rishonim in particular, all held that, like the other opinion, that all natural, at least natural materials are chayiv in the mitzvah on a Torah level. That would include cotton, and that's the psak of the Rama, Hilchaso Kibasroi, like the later opinions, and he paskins that even a cotton beged would be obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis on a deoraisa level. So therefore, for Sfardim, so they should assume that if they want to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis, they have to wear a wool beged. If they're wearing a cotton beged, they're mekayim the mitzvah midirabanan, which is nice, but definitely not as good as the mitzvah d'oraisa. For Ashkenazim, we can assume that even if we're wearing a cotton beged of tzitzis, we're mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis on a d'oraisa level. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah mentions, still be a nice thing, a midas chasidus, to go ahead and to wear a wool beged. This way you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis, according to all opinions. Now, it is brought down that the Chazon Ish, certainly one who was very, very makbid on mitzvahs and even midos, midas chasidus, wore a cotton beged of tzitzis. What's the pshat that the Chazon Ish wore a cotton beged of tzitzis? Different theories. So one of the most widely quoted theories is that he held like this. He was choshesh for a tosus, and tosus writes that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis at all, in order to be chayv in tzitzis, it has to be considered a real act of levisha, of you wearing the beged. What's the definition of wearing a beged? That you're nene, that you get benefit from the beged, that it provides protection, it provides comfort. So he said, and put this in context, the Chazon Ish is living in Bnei Brak in the 1940s, 50s, no air conditioning. So he said, wool beged, I'm suffering on the wool beged, so maybe lehefech, maybe I'm not mekayim a mitzvah at all, not deraisa, not derabanan. There's no benefit, so therefore, we're the cotton beged. The vast majority of the poskim, first of all, I'm not 100% sure that that's the real sheet of the Chazon Ish. This is what's quoted. But the vast majority of the poskim did not accept this reasoning. Moshe Feinstein or Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and all the vast majority of the poskim, they recommend, as a midas chasidus for Ashkenazim, to wear the wool beged. And they say, first of all, we don't necessarily paskin like this tosis. We don't paskin like this tosis that it's only if there's hanos levisha. But second of all, what's the definition of hanos levisha? Or why is it that tosis holds that you have to have hanos levisha? Because it has to be a levisha chashuva. This has to be a significant act of wearing a beged. So if it's giving you hana, that's a significant act of wearing a beged. If you're wearing it l'shem mitzvah, that's also a significant act of levisha. So therefore, the vast majority of the poskim were not concerned about this reasoning. So again, if a person wants to be knowing this midas chasidus, to be yotzei the mitzvah min hatzara l'chol hadeos, would be a nice idea to wear the wool garment. Otherwise, for Ashkenazim, you can assume you're fulfilling the mitzvah minat Torah even with the cotton garment. It should just be noted, some mention that there is a famous Gemara where Rav Katina meets a malach, and the malach gives him tochacha for not wearing tzitzis. He says, "Well, I'm not inherently obligated to wear tzitzis. I'm not wearing the four-cornered garment." He says, "Yes, but nonetheless, in a time of divine anger, to be punished." So there's different ways to understand this Gemara, but some poskim say, you see, that tzitzis has the unique ability, the mitzvah of tzitzis, to save you in a time of divine anger. But that's presumably only the mitzvah deraisa of tzitzis, the bona fide mitzvah, the mitzvah derabanan. So maybe not. So that'd be another reason to consider the midas chasidus and to consider being very, very makbid on the mitzvah of tzitzis in general. But as mentioned, once again, to summarize, for Sfaradim, they should assume that they're fulfilling the mitzvah midrabanan with the cotton beged, a mitzvah deraisa, the wool beged, and for Ashkenazim, they can assume that they're fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa even with a cotton beged, and it would be a nice thing of midas chasidus to wear a wool beged and to be yotzei the mitzvah min haTorah l'chol hadeos. Have a great day. Please do put up the chairs and have a wonderful Shabbos.